This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Tribhuvan International Airport to remain closed for 10 hours daily for next 5 months for upgradation. Ministers pledge to bring down exorbitant airfares caused by reduced flights. Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh calls for the cooperation of the United Nations and UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. 20 international tech companies registered under digital service tax, and UN says nearly 70% of Gaza war dead are women and children. Now, the news in detail. Tribhuvan International Airport remained closed for 10 hours from 10 p.m. to 8 a.m. and will remain closed for the next 5 months daily starting yesterday. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal announced the closure as part of the project to upgrade the airport taxiway. The upgrades aim to boost the airport's capacity and safety standards. The Air Transport Capacity Enhancement Project involves widening the southwest taxi, the northern section of the international apron, and the eastern hangar apron with an estimated budget of 15 billion rupees. Project Chief Dipendra Shrestha stated that the taxiway expansion will run parallel to the runway and emphasized the closures are necessary for safety. Tribhuvan International Airport is Nepal's first among three international airports and manages over 200 domestic and 100 international flights daily. In the meantime, Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has urged the Ministry of Labour, Employment and Social Security and the Ministry of Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation to find solutions to the complexities arising in the aviation sector following the Tribhuvan International Airport Office's decision to reduce airport operation hours. Following this, foreign airlines have reduced flights to Kathmandu, citing this as the reason. The airlines have also doubled airfares, exacerbating the issue. In a meeting of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs attended by Labour Minister Sarat Singh Bhandari and Tourism Minister Badri Pandey, Foreign Minister Dr. Rana called for a study of the latest situation and urged for necessary action to find solutions. Minister Dr. Rana assured that diplomatic measures would be taken if necessary, highlighting that foreign airlines should not unjustifiably increase fares since Nepal had provided prior notice of airport maintenance about 6 months ago. Likewise, Minister Bhandari noted that the severe impact on workers and acknowledged the national scope of the issue, pledging to explore solutions. Minister Pandey stated that the airlines were notified well in advance and therefore should not raise fares arbitrarily. He added that while airport maintenance must continue, alternatives would be sought to address the inconveniences. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has urged for the cooperation of the United Nations and UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. During his bilateral meeting with the regional representative of the UN Habitat Regional Office for Asia-Pacific, Kazuko Ishigaki, and UN Resident Coordinator in Nepal, Hana Singer Hamdi, on the sidelines of the 12th session of the World Urban Forum in Cairo, Egypt, Deputy Prime Minister Singh stressed the need for cooperation to address major urban challenges. On the occasion, Ishigaki pledged the UN Habitat will always support Nepal for fact and data-based projects. Likewise, Hamdi stressed the need for localizing the Sustainable Development Goals, stressing the UN Habitat's role in addressing challenges in urban development. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has endorsed the nominations of two judges of the Supreme Court. A meeting of the committee held yesterday at Singhadarbar unanimously approved the proposed appointments of Nripadhoj Nirawla and Nityananda Pandey as Supreme Court Justices. Committee President and Senior Most Member Pasupati Samsar Jangabahadur Rana confirmed the endorsement of the two nominees. Following the approval of the recommendations, the President will appoint the two judges to the Supreme Court. The Public Service Broadcasting Bill, aimed at merging Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a single public service broadcasting institution, has come into effect. This follows the 31-day period since President Ramchandra Paudal authenticated the bill on October 8th. The bill's enactment officially paves the way for the consolidation of Radio Nepal and Nepal Television into a unified public service broadcaster. Nepal participated in the World Travel Market 2024 in London, advocating the need for international cooperation for promoting the country's tourism sector. Nepal attended the three-day event, which concluded on the 7th of November under the leadership of Nepal Tourism Board. At the event, Nepal presented its potential as a premier travel destination for adventurous travel with rich cultural diversity and commitment to sustainable tourism. World Travel Market brought together 43,000 participants from 184 countries and featured 82 sessions. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy, India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rahe chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज A technical team of Japan International Cooperation Agency, JICA, has started inspecting the BP highway for reconstruction. Several sections of the 158-kilometer-long highway was damaged by the disaster triggered by incessant rainfall across the country on September 27, 28, and 29. The highway that connects Kathmandu Valley along the Urniko Highway to Bardiwas along the East-West Highway was constructed with the financial assistance of JICA. According to the Road Division Bhaktapur, the technical team has made an on-site visit to the damaged section of the highway and is expected to present its report with decisions by the first week of December. Meanwhile, the government of Nepal is also preparing to rebuild this highway that provides an alternative link to Kathmandu with the Tarai regions. It may be noted that Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli held a meeting with the Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Kikuta Yutaka, on October 16 and discussed JICA's support for the reconstruction of the highway. The foreign tech companies which have been providing electronic services to Nepalese began paying digital service tax, DST, in Nepal. Chief Tax Officer and Information Officer at Big Taxpayers Office, Dhruva Prasad Pandey, informed that 20 IT foreign IT companies began paying 2% DST of their digital transaction in Nepal. The Financial Act 2079-80 introduced the DST in Nepal. However, all tech companies providing digital service in Nepal have not come under the DST for the 2 years since the launch of the tax system. Now on to some international news updates. The UN's Human Rights Office has condemned the high number of civilians killed in the war in Gaza, saying its analysis shows close to 70% of the verified victims over 6 months were women and children. The report said it found unprecedented levels of international law violations, raising concerns about war crimes and other possible atrocity crimes. Israel has in the past said it targets Hamas and takes steps to mitigate risk of civilians by using precise munitions. The UN agency said it verified the details of 8,119 people killed in Gaza from November 2023 to April 2024. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, whose figures the UN sees as reliable, has reported a death toll of more than 43,300 people over the past 13 months. Many more bodies are believed to remain under the rubble of the bombarded buildings. The UN said the high number of women and child casualties was largely due to Israel's use of weapons with wide area effects in densely populated areas. Israel launched its current military offensive in Gaza after Hamas's attack on 7th October 2023 that killed 1,200 people in Israel and took 254 hostages back to Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of westerly wind and local wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashchim province, along with the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces today. Light rain or thunder and lightning are likely to occur in a few places in the hilly regions of Kosi, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudurpashim province and in one or two parts of the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 13.2 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 24.6 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. 3-1 International Airport to remain closed for 10 hours daily for next 5 months for upgradation. Ministers pledge to bring down exorbitant airfares caused by reduced flights. Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh called for the cooperation of the United Nations and the UN Habitat to address Nepal's major urban challenges. 20 international tech companies registered under digital service tax, and UN says nearly 70% of Gaza war dead are women and children. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.